I'm David Brancaccio. We continue a focus on Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, given its emergence as a key health and personal finance issue in the presidential campaign. Democratic vice presidential hopeful Kamala Harris asserted that the Trump administration, aided by the possible new makeup of the Supreme Court, could invalidate Obamacare, and with that, its requirement that insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions. You saw the debate the other night. Vice President Mike Pence said the administration would not let that happen, but declined to address how when asked. And there's a pandemic now. Today, let's get practical and review some current options for health coverage with nearly 12 million people on unemployment now and with so much coverage tied to jobs recently lost. Colleen Carey is Assistant Professor of Policy Analysis and Management at Cornell. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. A lot of talk in the campaign, especially about the possibility of losing pre-existing conditions if the Supreme Court rolls back the Affordable Care Act or gets rid of it. But let's talk about, in the depths of the pandemic, if people have lost jobs, a common occurrence these days, there are different options. This Affordable Care Act does allow you, if you've lost a job, if there's been a life event, to enroll.
So upon the loss of a job, you have a couple of options. So one would be to continue employer-sponsored insurance through a spouse, if that option is available to you. The fact that you lost your job means you could enroll as a spouse on your spouse's plan whenever you need it. Another option would be to pursue Affordable Care Act individual market coverage. So that you can enroll whenever you lose your job. That's a, you know, a qualifying event, they call it. And, you know, that would bring you coverage that looks not very different from your employer-sponsored insurance. If you qualify under your state's income limits, which, you know, you very well may if you're on unemployment insurance and your state expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act.
Medicaid, Affordable Care Act, maybe you have a spouse who's still employed and has that coverage. There's also the COBRA system where you can continue the insurance from your previous job. That's awfully expensive, though, right? Because people have to bear the full cost of that coverage.
Exactly. It's very expensive. And of course, that new expense comes at a time when families are dealing with the lost income from, you know, a job that has vanished. So it can be very hard for families to find those monthly premiums. There is one weird trick that I always like to make sure people are aware of for COBRA, which is that you can actually enroll in COBRA and backdate your enrollment all the way back to the time you lost your job. So what this means is, you know, you could sort of roll the dice and go without coverage for a little bit if you experienced an adverse health event like a hospitalization or, you know, needed some expensive care. At that point, you could enroll in COBRA and say that you want the coverage to begin back on the day that you lost your job.
Colleen Carey, Assistant Professor of Policy Analysis and Management at Cornell University. Thank you.